It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state should begin to see this week the results of people gathering on Thanksgiving. Governor Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters that he'll use those results to make recommendations for Coloradans gathering for holidays in December.
I hope that people avoided mixing households over Thanksgiving, especially seeing their elderly relatives. We'll really see over the next week exactly what that looks like, and that'll help inform the Christmas guidance for folks.
Numbers released Friday show a drop in total hospitalizations and the state's seven-day positivity rate staying about the same at 12%. State models show it's possible to see an increase in positive cases because of Thanksgiving gatherings. A report from the Centers for Disease Control shows COVID-19 has disproportionately affected Denver's Latino residents. Denverites Esteban Hernandez has more.
Latinos represented the highest number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths between March and October. The report suggests the increased rates may be linked to them living in houses with multiple people, working in essential industries like agriculture and construction, and working while sick. The report was authored by doctors and health researchers at Denver Health and the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A planned passenger rail line between Fort Collins and Pueblo could cost nearly $3 billion. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
That price estimate is just for the first version. A few decades from now, the Front Range Passenger Rail Commission envisions trains zipping from Cheyenne, south through Denver, all the way down to Trinidad at more than 100 miles an hour. That could cost upwards of $14 billion. So in the meantime, the commission is starting with a more modest proposal that would run less often, more slowly, but also at a fraction of the cost. Best case scenario for that is 5 to 10 years. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.